Hello, you're listening to the Academic Writing Podcast from the Higher School of Economics. My name's Kenny.
And my name's Emily.
And today's subject is Statistics, Part 1. Now you're going to hear Emily reading a text about statistics. As you listen, try to hear the answer to this question. What problem is the Greek economy currently facing?
The estimated financial losses of the Greek government as a result of the recent recession are thus far impossible to assess. The aggregate sum of the country's debt is even higher than Greece previously thought possible. Even if we were to attempt to round up the total decrease in financial assets this year, our guess would be but a fraction of the true cost. The government figures are astronomical and suggest a high incidence of overspending. Although the economy may yet recover, it is difficult to calculate when the country may be able to force itself out of the financial rut it is currently in. At present, the financial climate is variable and is subject to change, but it is important to try to solve the economy's problems in order of magnitude, beginning with government spending.
Now you'll hear the lexis for today's podcast, and the first word is to estimate. To estimate means to form an idea of the cost, size, or value of something, but without calculating it exactly. Another way to think of it is an educated, approximate guess.
So you would say that it is estimated that the project will last about 4 years, which means that they don't know actually how long it will take, and they assume that it will be at least 4 years.
And it's important to note that to estimate is the verb, the noun is an estimate. So the A sounds different in the noun, estimate. One example would be, scientists have given us a new cost estimate for the satellite of $400 million.
Normally, between British and American pronunciation, there is a difference, but in this sense, I don't think we pronounce it differently, do we?
We have the same rule. It's estimate for the verb and an estimate for the noun.
Mm-hmm. And you would say that you make an estimate.
Yeah, that's correct. That's correct.
Another example of this would be to make an estimation, but I would say that you would normally use this term in a mathematical context, wouldn't you?
Right. Estimation seems connected with mathematics especially. An estimate is used more generally, and remember that it means it's a guess, but it's an educated guess using all the information that we have.
Mm-hmm.
And once again, this word is to estimate.
Our second word for today is to aggregate, and this means to put together different items or amounts into one single group or a total. Now, the word aggregate can be used either as a verb or as a noun. For example, Adam Smith is best known for his theory that individual acts of selfishness aggregate to a general good. Here in this context, aggregate is used as a verb.
Right. Listen again to this. This word, to aggregate, is much like to estimate. When it's a verb, it's a. But when it's an adjective, it's an aggregate impact, an aggregate result.
Well, you can say an aggregate of companies.
Yeah, right. Time Warner, AOL, CNN, it's a big aggregate of companies, a combination. And as used as an adjective, for example, listen to the pronunciation. Whereas the aggregate impact of NAFTA is complex and debatable, most agree that it has taken a negative toll on the most vulnerable populations in Latin America.
Once again, this word was to aggregate.
Our third word is to round a number up or to round a number down. This means to increase or decrease a number to the next highest or lowest whole number, so a number without a decimal. For example, in some states, there is no sales tax on food, and retailers used to ending prices in 9, such as 59 cents or 99 cents, might round up to 60 cents or a dollar.
So another example of this is the following sentence. A common economic concern is that retailers, without pennies, often post prices ending in 9 cents, such as 9.99, and they may round prices up to an even number.
Yeah, and it's important to note, we can say to round the number up or down, but a more general term would be to round something off. And there we don't specify if it's up or down.
Again, this word was to round a number up or down. Our fourth word in today's list is a fraction. This means a small part of something or a division of a number. For example, you can have 2/3 or a half. An example of this in context is only a fraction of cars in the UK use leaded petrol. So this would mean that only a small number of cars in the UK do this.
Right, and in that context, when it means just a small part of a whole, it's not really mathematics, it's just a general usage. A more mathematical use would be, Russia contains more than 1/8 of the world's landmass. Other examples for fractions might include 2/7, 11/23, whatever it might be. For example, Lake Baikal, I think, contains 1/4 of the world's fresh water supply.
Again, this word was fraction.
Our next two terms are numbers and figures. Mathematically, a number can mean 0 through 9, or it could mean any quantity, like 72, 133.
So you'd say something in context like, the number of homeless people in the area increased dramatically after the earthquake. So you're not giving a particular quantity, you're just assuming that it was a certain amount of people.
Right, but you might also say the number 4 is considered unlucky in Chinese culture because it is nearly homophonous to the word death. Therefore, the number is 4, the value is the actual amount behind that symbol, the amount represented.
Then we come to the word figure, which is a number representing a particular amount, which is specifically one given in official information on the news. So, for example, you would say the corresponding government figures were higher for countries further to the east.
And another phrase this is often used in the news or in reports, is figures show. For example, figures show that humans have been getting taller steadily since the beginning of the 20th century.
Or, for example, in academic text, sometimes you could have figure 1, 2, 3, and 4, which are often the sections that academic writing is divided into.
Right. So it either means statistics or perhaps illustrations, sections of a text.
Once again, that was figure versus number. Our sixth word is variable. This is a situation, a number, or a quantity that can change or be changed. It can also be used as an adjective in context, such as a variable situation, which means something which is subject to change.
Right. For example, as an adjective, it's often used in science or in describing different experiments. Mm-hmm. For example, the temperature remained constant in the experiment, while pressure was variable. It means they changed the pressure.
You can also say, the survey divided the variable of race into 5 categories, white, black, Asian, Hispanic, and American Indian.
In that sentence, we should note that the variable is a noun. In this sense, the variable is used as a noun. Often with surveys, with statistics, a variable as a noun is a factor that affects a situation. Sometimes they change, sometimes they don't change.
But once again, that word was variable.
The next term for today is in order of magnitude. In order of magnitude means organized by levels of size or amount, where each level is bigger than the last.
An example of this is the following sentence. You can say, scientists have compiled a list of major earthquakes in decreasing order of magnitude, which struck California last century.
Right, this means when the scientists organized the earthquakes, they put them in order of the greatest earthquake to the smallest one.
You can remember the word magnitude, which comes from the Latin meaning big, so you can remember that it's relevant to size.
We should also note that, more figuratively, this phrase, in order of magnitude, can be used to describe order of importance, not size. For example, in the text today, we had to solve the economy's problems in order of magnitude. And this really means to organize our problems in order of importance. Which ones are the most important to solve first?
Magnitude sort of implies priority, and it's a comparison to something else as well, sort of increasing and decreasing values.
Yes, and even independent of the phrase in order of, we could say this situation is of great magnitude, something like that.
That's often used in a literary style, I think. Once again, this word was in order of magnitude. The eighth word in our list for today is to make calculations or to calculate. This means to use numbers to find out a total number or amount or distance. Or it can also mean guessing something to form an opinion by using all the information available.
But we should note, with that second definition, in comparison with the word to estimate, if we're talking about guessing something, to calculate is more explicitly connected with numbers. Numbers will be involved somewhere here.
Yes, and it means a sort of educated guess. It's not just a sort of an estimate from your thoughts. For example, we would say, the body mass index, or BMI, is a measure of body fat calculated using an individual's height and weight. So, using all the information available from a person, we have made a deduction as to what their BMI might be.
Or another example would be connected with money or a budget. Local schools are currently reviewing the financial possibility of after-school child programs by calculating the annual per-child costs.
Yes, so we can see that calculating is just really a process of data. It's a scientific way of adding up or dividing the resources that you have.
Right, and trying to reach a total amount or distance or number. Once again, that term is to make calculations or to calculate. Our final phrase is the incidence of something. The incidence of something is the frequency with which it occurs or how often it happens. For example, we can talk about the incidence of violent crime in cities. Proponents or supporters of concealed carry handgun laws claim that such laws reduce the incidence of violent crime in cities.
So, another example is, physicians frequently commented on the high incidence of diabetes amongst populations with a high income level.
Right, and in that sentence we can see that a high incidence of diabetes happens often in populations with high income. It has a high incidence of diabetes. And it's often given with things that occur frequently as a habit. In the text we saw today, the Greek government had a habit, had a high incidence of overspending. It happened often and repeatedly.
Yeah, this sort of emphasizes the prevalence of something.
Right, incidence, prevalence, I think those are very close to each other.
Mm-hmm. Once again, the word for today was the incidence of something. Now Kenny is going to read the text that I read earlier slowly. Try to look out for the key vocabulary that we've covered in this session.
The estimated financial losses of the Greek government as a result of the recent recession are thus far impossible to assess. The aggregate sum of the country's debt is even higher than Greeks previously thought possible. Even if we were to attempt to round up the total decrease in financial assets this year, our guess would be but a fraction of the true cost. The government figures are astronomical and suggest a high incidence of overspending. Although the economy may yet recover, it is difficult to calculate when the country may be able to force itself out of the financial rut it is currently in. At present, the financial climate is variable and is subject to change, but it is important to try to solve the economy's problems in order of magnitude, beginning with government spending.
Now we're going to tell you a list of the vocabulary that we've covered in today's session. To estimate.
To aggregate.
To round a number up or down.
A fraction.
Number.
Figure.
Variable.
In order of magnitude.
To make calculations or to calculate.
The incidence of something. Now we're going to revise some of the words from today's vocabulary. For example, what noun do we use to describe a factor that affects a situation or a single element in an experiment? A variable.
What word is used to describe something in order of size or priority? In order of magnitude.
What adjective describes a collection of units or amounts into one whole? Aggregate.
What verb is used when somebody makes an educated guess using the information available to them? to calculate. Thank you for listening to the Academic Writing Podcast, brought to you from the Higher School of Economics. My name is Emily, and I'm from the United Kingdom.
And I'm Kenny, and I'm from the United States. Remember that you can always find PDFs of our podcasts, as well as downloadable MP3s, at the following URL. academics.hse.ru/podcasts. Thanks for listening, everyone.